From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Columbia Green Media is reporting its publisher, Mark Bensagara, is leaving the company after 5 years. His company, Capital Region Independent Media, has purchased the Ravenna News-Herald from Johnson Newspaper Corporation. Bensagara, 53, will run the paper as well as his own consulting company. Bensagara said, and I quote, "I have immensely enjoyed my time at Columbia Green Media and will miss the staff and the communities who supported us greatly. The Ravenna community is one that is vibrant and on the upswing, and I believe presents tremendous opportunity for growth of the News Herald audience and brand," end quote. The announcement of the sale was made December 11th by Johnson Newspaper Corporation CEO John B. Johnson in Hudson. The price paid for the Albany County Weekly was not disclosed. Under the guise of his newly established consulting company, National Press Institute for Audience Growth, Bensagara will continue to work with the Johnson Newspaper Corporation. Johnson said, and I quote, "I'm honored to say that we will be among his first consulting customers and look forward to working with him for the future," end quote. Bensagara has worked in media for more than 30 years. He assumed the role of publisher at Columbia Green Media in 2013. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting for the Columbia paper. The 66-unit Greenport apartment complex is on track to be fully occupied ahead of schedule. Jeff Rovitz, executive director of the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Counties, made the announcement during a meeting of the Columbia County Community Services Board last month. Approximately one half of the complex is reserved for people with mental health issues and half for households who qualify on basis of low income. Rent is based on income. Some renters are on Section 8, some not, Robert said. The association owns and operates the complex. Also at the meeting, Robert Gibson, County Commissioner of Social Services, reported that Galvin Civic Motel is expected to open within the next few months. He said, and I quote, "It's coming," end quote. Located in Greenport on the border of Livingston, the motel will offer 25 rooms for emergency housing for people with no home. The facility will also provide offices for caseworkers to help residents find permanent housing. The Columbia Community Services Board will next meet in January. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Sarah Klein is reporting for the Times Union. The fire that killed a former Coxsackie firefighter in his home December 8th was likely started when someone attempted to solder pipes, according to the state police. Larry Connolly, 74, was killed in the blaze at his 53 Washington Avenue home. Coxsackie Fire Chief Sean Burdick said the fire started around 7 p.m. His wife was saved when bystanders pulled her from the building when she was found in the stairwell between the second and third floors. She was later treated for smoke inhalation. Firefighters tried to reach Connolly, who was on the third floor, but they were driven back by heat and smoke, Burdick said. Police said in a release, and I quote, "The investigation into the cause of the fire is continuing. However, the preliminary determination is that the fire was caused by an occupant attempting to solder some pipes, accidentally causing a fire on the third floor," end quote. Burdick said Connolly was a lifetime member of the village's fire department. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. Ken Lovett is reporting for the Daily News. Governor Cuomo, December 10th, said he expects the decision to tie pay rates for state lawmakers to various reforms will likely be challenged in court. The four-member pay commission created by Cuomo and the legislature agreed last week to raise lawmakers' salaries while also restricting outside income and eliminating most stipends. The governor called the commission's actions, and I quote, "good news," end quote, even as he expects some to sue. Cuomo said during an appearance on WNYC's The Brian Lehrer Show, and I quote, "I'm sure there will be a challenge to the commission report because the Republicans in the legislature don't want the ban on outside income. Cuomo and the Democrats can get around the lawsuit by simply passing legislation that does what the commission enacted, which is adopt the congressional model for restricting outside income to 15% of the legislative salaries. There is also the question of whether the commission had the authority to restrict outside income or eliminate stipends." Cuomo said, and I quote, If there's any question as to the commission's authority, it's very simple for them to remedy it. Come back in January and pass a separate law that enacts the same congressional limits, end quote. The governor said state Democrats support the idea of limiting outside income. He said the Assembly Democrats back the idea as well, although they have never said so publicly. And you can read that full story in the Daily News. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.